At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner.
Rob Parker.
I was about to do it myself, you know, if Rob didn't want to chime in.
Wow.
We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Well,
what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I'm good. It's a funky flashback Friday. That's always good.
Always.
Rob, obviously, some of the big news last night, tonight, we had to shorten show because of it, the NFL draft. And I was just talking with Alex right before the show. And, you know, I was saying, man, for some of these guys, Rob, for most of them, but for a lot of even the big name guys, the guys that were drafted yesterday or last night, for some of them, Rob, this will be the highlight of their pro career.
Right.
You know? I mean, think about guys like, you know, Josh Rosen. And, I mean, if you want to, I don't know that you want to throw Mitch Trubisky into that group, but, you know, guys.
No, probably
that,
not him.
Yeah,
probably
yeah.
Not him.
And you, I mean, Darnold right now, his career, I mean, he'll have a career.
Yeah, but it's in jeopardy.
But as far as the starter is in jeopardy,
Trubisky. Right.
Like, at this, I don't know what it was now, 4 years ago when they got drafted. I mean, that night, Rob, it was all about Sam Darnold. It was all about Josh Rosen. Heck, it was all about Baker Mayfield. You know, like, I'm not saying their career's over, but, like, a lot of these guys will become journeymen. They'll be trying to hang on to stay in the league. But on draft night, they were just the cat's meow, you know?
And rightfully so. It's one of those moments, you know, like
right.
There's a lot of, I mean, it's to have your name called, especially in the first round, Chris, and you walk up on the stage and you meet the commissioner and you were a kid who thought about playing football and making it. I mean, I don't know what
else. It's an awesome night.
It's got to be awesome. It's like a dream come true that you hear your name called. And despite, you know, like, I know you go, well, you play major college football and all the people said you were going to be drafted. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. You know what I mean?
No,
or it's going to happen where you expect.
Right.
Because we've seen people sit. We saw Aaron Rodgers passed over by a lot of people, right? And you're sitting
well,
there,
Malik
Chris.
Malik Willis didn't get drafted yesterday.
Right.
The quarterback from Liberty was, you know, some thought would be a first round. Most
that's what I'm saying. And I'm sure he had a get together or a party or something, you know?
Yep.
And you're sitting there.
I think he
was
at the draft, if I remember correctly.
Okay, so he's sitting there and his name not being called.
Yep.
And
yep.
I mean, that can't be fun. I mean, obviously, he'll be drafted, but yesterday probably was nerve-wracking.
Well, and also, Rob, for a lot of these, let's just face it, it's life-changing money.
Oh, no
for
doubt.
For these families, you know. So that's a big part of it, too. But, like, Kenny Pickett, I thought that was one of the best moments of the draft when he got drafted by the Steelers, the quarterback from Pitt. And he was, like, just crying for a while. You know, he had his head down. His family's excited. But and I'm not predicting this at all. I mean, we'll see what he becomes. But, Rob, that could have been – that might have been the best moment of his career.
Right.
You know? I mean, and I don't mean to say it, like, in a negative way, but it is – it's just a sobering reality that, you know, we celebrate these guys on draft night, and then some of them will spend the next – 7-8 years getting ripped, you know, getting criticized.
Right. Hey, but that's what you sign up for when you become a pro athlete.
And you get compensated nicely.
You get compensated
well.
Better than most people have to take a regular job.
Yep.
And work 40 hours a week, Chris, if you're lucky. So, no doubt.
Absolutely. All right. It is a Funky Flashback Friday. As I said, we got the iCouple crew in full effect. Super producer Ryan Bershinger now filling in for super producer Rob G. Of course, on the ones and twos, deep in the crates, Dusty, our man Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, a.k.a. Tom Crady. You all right, man? You Dusty?
Chris, I can't breathe right now. It's a little too much dust.
And on the updates, I believe, if I heard correctly, it was our man, Steve Desager. All right, Rob, let's get into it. Huge news in MLB. We've been kind of wondering when this thing was going to go down. But Trevor Bauer, the star pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers, had just signed with them when he got into this trouble. But, you know, Rob, we all know he engaged in some, I guess, rough sex with a woman, and she accused him of, you know, going too far and doing things she never consented to. He was not charged criminally. He was actually cleared by two judges. But the Major League Baseball suspended him without pay. That's huge. Without pay for 324 games, Rob, the equivalent of two seasons. And, Rob, that's the equivalent of his contract with the Dodgers. So that contract is basically null and void. Now, Bauer is appealing it. And so, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But right now, that's where it stands. Huge ban. And what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I was a little shocked, Chris, by the 2 years, which was
that's incredible. What was the longest, a year?
No, I think A-Rod had like 200 games.
Did he?
Ryan, look it up. A-Rod, I think, got suspended for over 200 games, Chris. Maybe a year and a half or something. I kind of remember him getting 200. And that was for juice, you know, for the whole steroid thing.
It says, I'm looking at it.
Are you looking at it?
It says it was reduced. Looks like it was reduced to 162 games.
Right, but it was originally.
But initially, right.
Wasn't it 200? I think it was 200.
I haven't found it yet, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think the original one, but it still was a 162 with no pay. You know what I mean?
Right. It was 211. You're right. It was 211.
Yeah, it was over 200.
To 162, yep.
And this might be reduced to some, you know what I mean? It might be a year and a half. But you start high because you know he's going to appeal it, and right. you work out a deal. But this is the only thing I'm going to say. And I think people need to understand this, Chris. And it's not whether or not you agree or disagree with what he was doing. It just has nothing. This is a business decision. And business from the standpoint of it's not your birthright to work in a certain industry or whatever. You could be the greatest guy in the world, Chris, and you get on the radio today and you start using curse words and anti-Semitic slurs and right on the air. Will you be working?
No.
No, because that doesn't work for iHeart or for Fox Sports Radio, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And in this case, despite, you got to understand, this is not a criminal, the laws of the land. He's not in jail, Chris. You know what I mean? He's not
right.
punished or anything from that standpoint. What they say to him when they put hand down something like this is, this is bad for business, for what we're doing, what we're selling. We're not comfortable with it, and you are going to pay the price from a morals clause situation. And then you say, well, that's so arbitrary. Yes, it is. And that's the collective bargaining agreement that gives the commissioner the right to do this. And I do want to equate it to one other thing before people, you know, think, this is so unfair, and it was she agreed to it, and he didn't do anything wrong, is we also saw in the NBA with Donald Sterling, Chris,
right.
his side piece released a private conversation, correct?
Right.
He wasn't on the airways. He wasn't at the arena spewing this stuff in public. A private conversation, just like Bauer's situation was private, that became public. What happened to Donald Sterling? Forced to sell his team almost instantly, Chris. We'd never seen that.
Yep.
Because it was bad business for the NBA, and the players weren't having it. They were like, yo, if this guy's going to own a team, we're not playing playoff games. We're going to stop playing. And that thing got settled. And that's what people need to understand, that it's a business decision from the entity, which is baseball, saying this is not what we're selling, not what our fan base, we want to present, and that's why they've done what they've done. Does that make sense?
It does. It does make sense. And like you said, this is a complicated issue, Rob. And I got to start by saying this, and I'm sure you feel the same way. I'm disgusted by what Trevor Bauer is accused of doing. And apparently did. I mean, I don't think there's much question that he did what's out there.
Right. He's admitted to it, but just that there was consensual.
That it was consensual. And I think he and the woman, they need help. So I don't.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah. I mean, because she.
Something's not right.
Yeah. And I don't want to give the impression in any way, shape, or form that I condone what they did. And I kind of feel like, Rob, look, if you're going to engage in stuff like that, then whatever the repercussions are, you just got to deal with it. I mean, once you put yourself out there like that, then, hey, you got to deal with whatever occurs because of it. But I do think it just makes you like, and you might have brought up the key thing is that it went public. Because obviously, like two judges, Rob, said that, you know, they threw out the charges, and they said that the abuse or the scars that she maintained, the injuries that she maintained did not come from anything she verbally objected to. You know, so basically the judges were like, you can't prove that she wasn't with it, that it wasn't consensual. And so it gets into the realm of what two consenting adults are doing in the privacy of their own bedroom or a bedroom or hotel room or whatever it was. And that's where it seems to get tricky. Like, what if a guy's just which obviously there are a lot of guys who are, you know, incredible womanizers, or guys that take part in just rampant orgies and, you know, things like that. What if a guy, because polygamy obviously is illegal in the United States, But what if a guy lives with, you know, five women? They're not married officially, but essentially it's a polygamous relationship. And you maybe as an owner, you maybe as a commissioner, don't agree with it, don't like the look. Do you get that guy out of the league because of it? I'm just saying, you know, I'm just thinking this thing out. Because we're personally disgusted by something someone does, are we able to, you know, take away their livelihood to some degree? That's kind of what I'm wondering. Now, like you said, if it's public, does that change things?
I think that's where it changes, because you do have the right. We don't know what's going on in everybody's bedroom,
right,
or what people do in their homes or on their off time. But once it becomes public and you represent Major League Baseball 24/7. You represent Fox, Chris, 24/7. Not when you're on the air, not when you're on TV, you're not off on the weekends. You're not. And you've seen it at Fox. You remember when Tom Brenneman had the thing in Cincinnati, Chris, when he used the F word on a hot mic.
Right.
He lost his football job at Fox, right? Like overnight. It wasn't even on the air. It was a hot mic. Right. You know what I mean? It wasn't intentional.
So you're saying public perception shapes it?
Yes. Once it becomes public,
because
it's like the Ray Rice. Chris, before you saw the video, right? Before the video, people were like,
you had a visual. That's the difference.
Once you hear it for yourself, see it for yourself, I think that amps it up. Whether it's fair or not.
Right, and that's the question. Is it fair? Because public perception changes.
Right.
Sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse.
Absolutely.
You know? And that's, I don't think you want to get into a situation where public perception is determining everything. But it's just an interesting thing. I think it's a complex situation. We're going to throw it out to you guys, the listeners, 877-99 on Fox. We want your thoughts. Trevor Bauer suspended for 2 years without pay because of, they're calling it, Rob, domestic violence, sexual abuse, all that.
And you know, but, that Major League Baseball, Jose Reyes, no charges, Chris, filed. He got 51 games.
Oh, yeah.
Aroldis Chapman,
right,
no charges filed. He got 30 games. So this baseball's done it without charges. But go ahead.
Right. Right. All right. Your turn to weigh in, 877-996-6369. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a funky flashback Friday. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination, offering free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to the zone, AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Trevor Bauer out for 2 years. Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off, Chris, with Nick in New York. You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Nick?
How you doing, guys? Favorite show. Love how you guys ask the callers for calls. That's the best part of the radio.
Thank you, my man.
We appreciate you.
No problem. I don't know where they come up with getting 2 years. I remember when Chapman for the Yankees, he had a domestic incident with his girlfriend where he choked her. In a fit of rage, he went outside and fired off 8 shots from his gun, one of which went through a window into a residence. There was no charges pressed by the Broward County. And then Major League Baseball, under their domestic abuse policy, gave him 30-day suspension at the beginning of the year, but he was still allowed to train in spring training and take part in simulated games. So I get that what Trevor Bauer did was not a good thing. It was two consensual adults from what we're being told, no charges pressed. There's got to be some vendetta to get 2 years and not even allow him to take the time that he's already spent suspended to add
to that
200 games.
You know why that time can't be counted, those 99 games? You know why, Nick? Is he gone?
You know why, Chris? I'm here.
Oh, yeah, Nick, you know why those can't be counted? He got paid. He's been paid the whole time. No, you can't take that.
I don't know how they come up with it.
No,
but
I'm just saying.
But beyond that part, it's interesting because you can certainly argue what Chapman did was worse. I mean, he could have killed somebody.
Yeah, no,
you know?
I mean,
it wasn't consensual, obviously.
You could arbitrarily, Chris. I'm just saying the punishment about, because he got paid the whole year.
Right.
He's probably. I'm sure he's glad he got paid. You know what I mean?
Paid like the entire year.
Yeah.
Right.
What did he get paid? Like 30 40, million.
He was the highest paid player in the league last year.
Maybe yeah. 40, so he ain't giving
45
that up.
Million. He got paid. Because
if he never gets this, if he never gets any of this money back from the next 2 years, then he'll. You know,
he has 45 million from this past year.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Dennis in Virginia Beach. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dennis?
Hello. Hello, guys. Thank you for getting my call. I appreciate it. I'm one of the number one fan of your show. And
thank you.
What I see is what Kyrie and KD doesn't have as in chemistry is what you've got.
Thank you.
That's why it's so interesting always to listen to you. The affirmative and the negatory.
Jordan
they,
and Pippen.
They mix, they balance well.
Jordan, I'm Jordan.
That's right, I'm Jordan.
Pippen.
Chris is Pippen. Hey, my skin tone is closer to Jordan than Chris. Come on now.
All right, Dennis. The ultimate there, huh?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Right. Well, my take on this is that I believe Rob is spot on because we have all our individual private lives, and we want to be private with that, you know. But once a case becomes public,
yes,
it becomes totally a different animal. You know, the whole world is now watching and awaiting what will be, you know, the decision. And the league has a code of conduct to always preserve. Or else, you know, it'll be left and right. We have these cases left and right, and nothing's being done or it's unfairly done. So my suggestion to this is that even though for sure there will be other cases in the future that will be happening like this, if the board will make a matrix and set up their level of severity of the cases, then we could have an immediate idea already of the penalty or the disciplinary action that would happen because it will cover certain degrees, you know, because one case is different from the other.
Well,
you know,
let's say this.
Blanket, yeah, every case is so different.
Thanks, Dennis. And Chris, we saw thank you. We appreciate it. Chris, we even saw that when we talked about the Ray Rice. Remember, originally, he got 2 days before the video came out.
It was two games.
Exactly. And the guy never played again. Think about that. He got a two-game suspension, and then
that
the video
had not
come out, he would have been back in the league.
And I admit, I mean, it would be tough, gosh, for a lot of people to pull for Bauer.
Right.
Or any way, shape, or form. And I do think that's a big, huge part of it.
Let's squeeze one more in, Chris. Stephen in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, gentlemen. How are y'all doing this evening?
Doing great. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I listen to you guys on the 30 minutes on my way home, and I listen to Dan Patrick in the morning. And
nice.
I actually caught a Rob Parker on Dan Patrick the other day.
Did you? Wow.
Yes, I did. I was on the radio, and I said, what? I know this voice.
Unbelievable.
So anyway, let me go ahead and I'm going to weigh in a little bit. I mean, I'll call myself a moderate Democrat, but okay. Be that as it may. I mean, when is all this going to stop? I mean, it's like, are we going to push our morals on to everybody else? And that's what, you know, I don't believe I don't like the term cancel culture, but we've got a lot of that going on. I mean, so whose morals are we going to go by? Are we going to go by the morals of the majority? Or are we going to go by the morals of the minority? I mean, because everybody's got a different level of what is acceptable to them.
And right.
This one here, to me, sounds like a situation where, you know, it was consensual. They were both in there together.
Let's say this real quick. Chris, look at your phone. We just got, I'm sorry to cut you off. We just got, Chris, here it is, a story that Major League Baseball did its own investigation, and they talked to three other women who spoke and said that includes allegations of sexual abuse by Trevor Bauer from other women other than that one woman who there was no case against.
There was one woman from Ohio that had come out, and she dropped the charges or accusations.
You see?
So, yeah, but that's a different, yeah. It's interesting, but the caller brings up an interesting point, though, that to some people, this might not be that bad. To you and I, it discusses. To some people, it might be, hey, to each his own. To some people, it's like, hey, I get down like that. I mean, and that's where it gets tricky on situations like this that are consensual.
But I think here, Chris, this story here in WashingtonPost.com, I think baseball, in doing its own investigation, realized this wasn't a one-time or situation that he has had this pattern of behavior. And I think that's why it's severity. And that's why this story, which is coming out of people. I haven't read the story yet.
I wonder, pressing charges? Because I will say this. I don't trust baseball's investigation more than I trust the law. Like the you know, FBI, police department, what I expect them to do.
Police departments, they get it wrong a lot too.
Yeah, but baseball, that's not even what baseball does.
No, they don't do it themselves. They hire out people.
But you know what I'm saying? Like I would expect that law enforcement would do a more thorough investigation. I would expect. I could be wrong.
Right.
I'm just saying they would do a more thorough one, yeah.
And this is an exclusive by the Washington Post. So this is them doing investigative journalism, Chris, and interviewing women and people who are involved.
Right,
you know
what
I mean?
Right.
Like, this isn't like, this is a news exclusive report.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, this one's going to be short. We bring in our next guest. He's a Super Bowl champion, co-host of Up On Game right here on Fox Sports Radio. Friend of the show, the great Plaxico Burress. Plax, what's up, Plax?
What's going on, baby? How y'all doing out there, man?
We are great, brother. Let's get quick to it because we don't have much time.
All right.
The Packers just drafted their first wide receiver, Christian Watson, who's out of North Dakota State, which is FCS, Division I AA. It seems like they feel like Aaron Rodgers is so good that he's essentially going to make whatever receivers they have play at an incredibly high level. Do you think that is the case and that Rodgers will be able to do it?
Hey, man, I believe it is the case. I think they're taking a page out of New England with Tom Brady. Listen, just give me some guys that I can throw the football to, and I can prove to y'all and show y'all how great I really am. But listen, just like I told you guys two or three weeks ago, they're trying to get guys in the fold to make up for one man, that's Devontae Adams. Now he's in Vegas. So maybe three or four or five of those guys can get those numbers, but I don't even know who the guy is, 1AA, but Aaron Rodgers is that good. They're going to get him to the point to where, you know what, get him the football. If he can catch, he is a wide receiver, then he'll score some touchdowns.
Plax, Steve DeSego on the update just said the first running back was just drafted in the draft. Can you believe where the NFL has gone, that running backs aren't looked at the same way, and this is a quarterback wide receiver league now? Do you buy into that?
It is, man. Offense is everything. It has proven to us that wide receivers, quarterbacks win championships. If you got a defense that hold anybody under 21 points today, then you're in contention to win a world championship. You look at Hollywood Brown and AJ going elsewhere. It seems like everybody's under 5'10", 5'11". And the league is turning into quick, jitter, throw the football, make some plays after the catch. The fullback doesn't exist anymore. So that's out of the realm. But it seems like that's where everybody's going. The wide receiver market is through the roof right now.
And look, everybody in the league, I know especially the players, love and respect Lamar Jackson. But we just saw Hollywood Brown demand a trade. And he got it to Arizona. We saw last summer Kenny Golladay, T.Y. Hilton, Juju Smith-Schuster. They all turned down opportunities to go to Baltimore to play elsewhere. Lamar is one of the best quarterbacks in the league, but not one of the best throwing quarterbacks. For a receiver, as much as you might like Lamar, are dudes like, look, I'm not going to put up the huge numbers here. I got to go somewhere. I see what they're paying these dudes to put up these big numbers. I want to go somewhere where the quarterback's going to throw it a lot more. Is that kind of the feeling of a receiver, Plax?
Hey, listen, receptions and yards get you paid. And unfortunately for Lamar, I feel like with the departure of Hollywood Brown, they kind of putting him in the box, which is not good for him. especially going into the last year of his contract. And, you know, Hollywood and AJ seeing what's going on, everybody putting their hand in the pot, as they should. For Lamar in Baltimore, it's going to put him in a position to where he has to prove that he's a passer. And it's going to take away from his game. But you can't blame the guy. It's a new market for the receivers and the quarterbacks, and they understand that. You can't win. You can't score points if you don't have a quality quarterback and receiver on the other end to catch footballs.
Yep.
Last thing, draft day, obviously when cats are drafted, can you just give us a quick story about when you were drafted and what that was like?
Oh, man, I was at home, man. I really was. I didn't even go to New York. I just wanted to celebrate it with my family and my friends. Listen, I had a unique opportunity to be in the top 10, and I said, you know what? I don't want to be a part of the glitz and the glam. I want to do it back in my hometown with my friends and my family. It's a special day, special opportunity for everybody, and obviously, you know, it changed everybody's life around me, and, man, it's just a special day for all those young kids living out their dreams.
That must be the best feeling. I mean, if guys that come from, you know, struggling economic situations – I mean, you are going to change the financial situation, not just for yourself, but for your mom, your dad, you know what I mean? Like, that must be a tremendous feeling.
Right. Hey, you talking about a kid who, my mom was still living with her mom. And I had a chance to be in the top 10. And it was two things that I wanted to accomplish while I was in Michigan State. I wanted to get a chance to go to the Rose Bowl, win the Rose Bowl, and go back to college and win the Heisman Trophy. But with everything that was presented in front of me, I had to make an executive decision for my family. And that's what you had to do. I mean, what am I going to do? Risk being a top 10 pick to go back and get injured? Or right. Change the life of my family? And those are some of the circumstances that we are put in to make those kind of decisions when you're 20 years old. And a lot of people don't understand that. And I wouldn't change it for nothing in my life.
All right, that's our man Plaxico Burress, Super Bowl champion. Check him out tomorrow right here on Fox Sports Radio, Up on Game. Thanks, Plax.
All right, baby.
Appreciate it, brother. Peace. Shekel City is next. And Rob, huge game tonight. Huge game tonight. Your Grizzlies, they got a pesky Timberwolves team to deal with.
Wow.
We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
All right, it is the iCouple. And if you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover Card matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Oh, yeah. What a bad night for Shekel City. Soon to be sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook. I know, Chris. 0-3 last night.
Was it bad?
Night.
Wow.
I took it 0-3. Took it. Yeah, it was bad. We need a.
Because you picked. You thought Toronto was going to win the series, you said.
Well,
last
I thought
night,
that they
right?
were going to. I thought they were going to win that game last night. I did. They were getting a point and a half, I think. But here tonight, Chris, I need to bounce back. One basketball game. Grizzlies -1.5 at the T Wolves. And that's my best bet. And then I got a couple baseball games. Angels at the White Sox. I'm taking the White Sox, Chris, money line, -130, the money line for them to win. And the total runs in the Reds Rockies is 10 runs. I'm going with the under 10 runs total, even though you get a lot of runs out there in Colorado in that ballpark. I don't know about the Reds adding to it. So Grizzlies -1.5. Money line, I'm taking the White Sox -130, and I'm taking the under in the run total, Reds and Rockies. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on.
Rob, you were when we spoke with Plaxico, you mentioned the running backs. The first one got drafted in the second round.
Right.
Kenneth Walker III. Now, you remember him from Michigan State? He was the best running back in the country.
Okay.
He rushed for 1,600 plus yards last year. He just went 41st to Seattle.
Wow.
You know what's going to happen is the best young athletes is probably, I don't know if it's already happening, but the best young players now, instead of wanting to be running backs, they're going to want to be receivers.
I don't know if any kid who wants to be a running back nowadays, Chris, I have to agree with you. I really do. Like there's nothing. Like everything is bad. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, that was the glory position when I played. When we were younger, everybody—if you were fast, you wanted to be a running back.
No doubt.
Period.
You know, and you know, when you were younger, you weren't teams weren't throwing the ball that much anyway when you're a young kid. And I don't know. I my guess is that at the younger levels, they're throwing it a lot more than they did, you know, decades ago. But that, yeah, that's what's going to happen, man. And the running backs take so much punishment. It's just, I don't know. It's hard to call it a shame, but it's unfortunate, man, because, you know, so many of the great heroes of the past in the NFL were running backs, right?
That's why I keep saying, like, with Barry Sanders, I'm not saying he wouldn't be playing in the league, Chris, but I just think of some Emmitt Smith.
None
those
of
guys
these
would
guys.
Be they would be neutralized.
Right.
And
I mean,
especially
you would
Barry.
Have a handful
Barry,
of
Barry
guys,
didn't
right.
catch the ball, Chris, out of the backfield like Emmitt did. Like,
yep.
Am
yep.
I right?
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You would have, like you said, Emmitt because he could catch.
Right.
But would he be a three down back? I mean, maybe, you know, he might be splitting time with somebody. Maybe an Eric Dickerson, because you look at Derrick Henry.
Right.
You know, maybe Dickerson would be able to be a workhorse, but there's one. I mean, now you got Jonathan Taylor in Indianapolis.
Right.
But they don't have a great quarterback. What if they had a great quarterback? Would they? And neither does Tennessee. So we've cried for balance, but it's not there right now.
It is shocking, and you're right. Growing up, everybody wanted to be the running back and get the handoff and try to run, you know, the length of the field and outrun everybody.
Yep.
And now I don't think that you're doing that anymore. I don't think that if you have a kid and you're like, can you catch? Go run out.
Right.
Run out
right.
and catch the ball.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Rob, we got Minnesota hosting the Grizzlies tonight. You've got the Grizzlies. I know, what are they? You said they're plus one?
The Grizzlies are, no, what did I say it was? 1.5?
Plus or minus?
Okay, hold on. Sorry.
Like, are they favorite?
Minus 1.5. They're the favorite.
So they're favorite.
I'm sorry. Grizzlies
so you got
are
them
favorites.
Winning.
Yes, they're minus 1.5.
I got to be honest. I picked the Grizzlies in 7. I mean, it's not even about my pick, but I hope Timberwolves win. Because this has been a fun series. It's been a competitive series.
I know
series.
What you mean. You want to see,
you know,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, see a game 7. Two young teams. The Timberwolves are just silly. They're not a very smart team. And, Rob, if they played smart basketball, this thing could be over. They could have won it in 6, you know, or 5, because they've blown 2 games. And so we'll see what happens tonight. But I do hope that we see a game 7. That would be awesome. But it's been a great series. So I'm going to go with the T-Wolves tonight. I think they're going to get it. I say that with trepidation because you never know with them. They might go out and do something crazy. But we will see. All right, we got 2 hours left. It's the iCouple. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you're listening.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.